I'm Bethany Chafin, in for David Ford. Today, we take a sonic journey with percussionist Bill Smith. Bill will be performing a gong meditation sound immersion at the Yoga Gallery in Winston-Salem on June 21st. There, you can immerse yourself in the therapeutic sound waves of gongs and singing bowls. David caught up with Bill in Studio A.
Bill Smith here. This is a friction attack on a medium-sized gong. It sounds whale-like.
Yeah, it's often referred to as like a whale call sound. It's popular in a lot of horror movies, that kind of thing. So it's not necessarily a sound you would use to relax and meditate to.
Great. We've got to have at least one standard gong attack just to leave listeners with here. So this is I'm looking at a beater now that's got a big old – is that actually sheep's wool? What's that covered in?
It is a sheep's wool mallet that the company that made the gong produces specifically for each size of their gongs.
Love it. There are two aspects of that always intrigue me. One is the impression I get that there's the attack and then a swell of sound that comes out after the attack. You'd expect it to just be immediate, like, boom, that's the volume level. Is that really what I'm hearing, that it actually swells, or is that just an illusion?
No, it does, which is often referred to as an overtone. Even though this isn't a pitched gong to a specific note, you will hear a fundamental tone when you first strike it that is reminiscent of a particular pitch, but then it does continue as the vibrations continue throughout the instrument. It will build up other tones.
I'm looking at two gorgeous metal bowls in front of me. Are they referred to as bowls or gongs or both?
They're typically called singing bowls, partly because of the nature of, like if you take a wine glass or a glass and that's wet and rub your finger across the top and you get a tone, a sound. With these, if you rub them with a wooden stick or a felt-covered mallet, you can make them sing, so to speak, just by getting a continuous sound off the rim. First, I'll strike the bowl softly to get it vibrating a little bit. It's not always necessary, but some bowls are a little more finicky than others, so I'll strike it just to get it vibrating, and then just gently, with a continuous pressure, rub around the outside edge of the bowl.
It's like stirring the pot with sound. I love it. Onto the chimes and bells, then.
These are referred to as elephant bells. They come in various sizes. I'm not sure if they're really used for elephants. I've seen much larger ones than this, but they just are some that I found that in an antique store, and I like the sound of them. So.
That was drummer-percussionist Bill Smith. He will be at the Yoga Gallery this Friday, June 21st, for an evening of gong meditation sound immersion. The event begins at 7:30 p.m., and the cost is $12 per person. You can find more information on our website, wfdd.org. Click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm Bethany Chafin.